Welcome to the Bible Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I have a great love for God's Word, journal writing, and gel pens in every color. I combine these loves into one great passion, studying God's Word. Welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about seasons of your life when it comes to your spiritual life, a little bit about what the different seasons of life are. We often talk about, well, I can't really serve right now in the season that I'm in, or we often around churches say things, well, don't worry, this is just the season, you know, you'll be onto something new soon, as a way to encourage people. It's kind of a churchy word, but I want to talk today about some of the dynamics of the different seasons of a person's life, and talk about some things that it's good to remember. Regardless of what season of life you're in, there are some biblical principles that will help you in that season and to guide you into the next one. So we're going to do some looking at these different seasons. Before we get into that, though, just a couple of housekeeping type things. The scripture reading lists are going to go live in just a few days. They're completed. The May list is ready to go and has been set for posting. It should show up in your email in the newsletter next Wednesday. It will also be posted on my website the day before that. They actually get posted on Tuesday. So for those of you that do those and enjoy those, you'll be able to get those next week. I'll be away all week next week, so I have everything set up to preload, and hopefully you'll get those out. Feel free, as always, to post those on your Facebook pages, social media sites, and Pinterest and things like that, so that the word gets out and others can join us and participate. Also wanted to mention that I've done a little bit of tweaking as far as my show notes and website and scripture list and things like that, and decided, just for clarity's sake, instead of having a podcast page and a blog, I just kind of combined them into one page. With the way my blog was on Tumblr, it really wasn't easy for me to post any kind of archive where you could go back and find things. So I'm just using the podcast page now. And if you go to BibleGirlPodcast.com, that is the podcast page. That's where all my podcasts are listed. You can listen online. You can download them as well. You can subscribe to the podcast feed from that page if you're a Podbean member. Also, on the right-hand sidebar are the links to all sorts of things. There are links on there to each of the scripture lists. There are links to my social media. There's links to the show notes, and links to my personal blog, which I have. That's just my life and my stuff, and you can drop by and visit that if you'd like to. So all those things are on the right-hand sidebar, and that's where you'll go whenever you need any kind of resource or material that I mention. There'll be a link on that page. So just go to Bible Girl Podcast. There's no more separate blog and a separate podcast page, and hopefully this will be a lot simpler. There's also a link on there if you'd like to email me if you have any questions. Remember, if you look me up on social media, I'm Jessie L. Robinson everywhere. Everywhere I am. If you can't find me under that name, then I'm probably not on that particular platform. If you subscribe to my newsletter, which you can also do from the podcast page and from my website, BibleGirlPodcast.com, you will get, there's a link at the bottom of the different social media sites that I'm on. And if you click any of those links, it will take you directly to my page. I say all this because I like to keep in touch with you. I like to see what you're talking about. I like to hear what's going on in your life. And it's fun to interact with you in whatever small ways I can, even if it's just by noticing that you were on my Instagram page and liking some of your pictures and things like that. It's just kind of fun to do. So visit me anywhere. I am on the web. Let's jump into our topic today. I'm going to go through each season. I'm going to give you a few things about that season. I'm going to explain how your time with God is during that season of life, and maybe give you a caution that is relevant toward that season, and a little prayer that you can pray that will help you through that season of life. So to make things easier, we're just kind of going with the actual seasons of the year that are very familiar to us, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And I kind of have a little word that describes each one. So as we dive into the first one, we're going to start with spring. I kind of call this season the dream season. It is the time to dream. It's when hope comes alive. It's when God brings new life. It's actually when God brings all kinds of new things. It's a season of newness. Right now, I live in Maryland, and spring has finally shown up. I was getting a little bit worried that it wasn't going to. It just seemed like for the longest time, it felt warm outside, but nothing seemed to be growing. And I just noticed just a couple of days ago that my dogwood tree started to bloom, and it seemed like overnight, the whole thing was covered in beautiful flowers, and it was just so pretty. It was really exciting to see. I love this season of the year when things start to grow in that first stage. They're just coming to life, and you can see what's been dormant and dead for a long time now has something fresh and new going on. And spiritually, we reach that place as well. We reach a time in our life when God begins to do something different in us. Maybe he brings a new idea to our minds, or a new purpose or passion for our lives. Maybe there's something that you never really thought about before, but you just can't get away from it. And it seems like God is just opening up this new door for you to walk through. Maybe a new opportunity that's out there. There's all of this. It's a time to dream, because everything that's coming into your mind is different and new. And so spiritually, we can reach this place where we're like, what is God doing? What is happening here? I feel like he's moving me somewhere. And it's very exciting. During this time, your time with God is very sweet. You long for it because he's speaking. And because often spring will come in spiritual life, just as it does every year in our natural life, after a time of deadness, new life springs up again. It seems that it's been quiet for a while, and all of a sudden God's voice is so clear, and we can't wait to spend time with him because he's there, and we know it, and we can hear it. We long for that time with him. There's one caution I would give you for the springtime, is that remember, not everything is going to flourish into life. There's a lot of things that are going to kind of start out as this idea or this dream in your heart, and not everyone is meant to be completed, especially in the way that you think. Oftentimes, God will give us a new hunger or birth something in us, and we think, oh, this is what God is doing, and God's actually doing something different. So while it's important during this stage of our spiritual life to be able to have hope and to dream and to be excited about the new things that God is doing, my caution to you would be, don't put God in a box. Don't think that he's going to do it a certain way. Don't think that he's doing something this way because of this reason. Just realize that of all of the things that God might be birthing in you during this time, only some of them are actually going to yield fruit in the long run. You see this when you see people plant gardens. They plant an awful lot of plants and little seeds in their vegetable garden because they know that not everyone is going to really germinate correctly. Not everyone is going to get the soil that it needs. Not everyone is going to be maybe as far enough away from another one to get the nutrients that it needs and the ability and the sunlight and to be able to flourish and grow the way the others are. So they plant a lot of seeds because they know that they'll get a good yield even if some of them don't come to fruition. So don't cling too tightly to these ideas. Remember, all of this newness that God is birthing is his plan, his idea, and who knows where he'll take it and how it will blossom as time goes on. Prayer for the spring, I think, would be just to ask God, open my eyes to see where you're bringing life so I can follow you there. We want to follow where God leads. Where is God stirring new life? And show it to me. Show me the areas I should pursue with passion and drive and purpose, because you created me for something. Open my eyes to see where you're moving so that I can follow you there. In the summer season, this is the season I've titled work. The summer is a time of work. It can be a fun time, but summer is also really busy and a lot of things are going on. If you look at this as we look at the actual natural seasons and we talk about what is going on in the summer, there's an awful lot of upkeep and maintenance and growing. You have to weed your vegetable garden. You have to mow your grass every week. You have to water your plants if you don't get enough rain. You have to trim back your rose bushes or your hedges. All of these things that you have that are growing, they require work and maintenance to sustain them. And so that's what's going on in the summer. In the summer, in your spiritual life, the same way. There's a lot of work. God may have birthed something beautiful in you in the spring, but you're not going to get to fall, to harvest, unless you do the hard work in the summer. That means that you're working maybe a faster pace than you normally do. That might mean that some of the things you're doing are difficult or hard. And it's not that they're not good, and it's not that you're not invested in it. It's not that there aren't times of joy. But some of the work is just really hard. In addition to this, there's also a lot of work during the summer spiritual season, just like in the natural summer, where the work is going on and the results are nowhere to be seen. You know, certain crops require several months of constant attention and care before they ever yield any fruit. And our lives are like that too. God often has to, you know, He may give us something and we may begin to put the work in, but the results are a long time away. I work for a church, and that's one of the things I constantly have to remind myself when trying to bring about change in people's lives and in the church culture as a whole. It takes a long time. It takes steady, consistent work over years for a culture of a people to change or for spiritual growth to really take root and blossom into something. So summer is just a lot of work without seeing results. Now, sometimes you do see some. Sometimes there is increase and there is some payoff. But a lot of times it's just working and knowing that at some point in time, we will see the fruit of what we've worked so hard for. Time with God during this is usually very intense, and we're very disciplined about it because we know that if we're going to get anywhere, we need to work hard. And so we apply ourselves. We spend time with God in a way that's disciplined. We look for His word in a way that really stretches us inside. This can be a time of immense internal growth in us if we're willing to do the hard work. But the caution would be to persevere. Don't give up. With knowing that the pace is heavy and the work is hard and results take time, perseverance is the thing that is needed the most in this season of life. Discouragement it sets in quite easily when we lose hope and we think that things aren't coming, aren't working, as if we're just busy, busy, and nothing's happening. We need to keep our eyes fixed firmly on the one who accomplishes this work in us and make sure that our focus is on Jesus and that we look at his perseverance as he persevered all the way to the cross for us. And we do the hard work that's required for a harvest during the time that he's given us to work. I think our prayer during the summer should be, Lord, give me strength for the work you've called me to do and the perseverance to do all that you ask of me. Knowing that God is our strength is what keeps us going on. Knowing that Jesus walked this path before us, a path of hard work and discipline. No, we know that we can continue to persevere. After the work comes the harvest, and that's what I've called our fall season. It's our spiritual harvest time. It's where we yield results. It's where prayers are answered. It's where God is obvious. God is so clear, and we can see Him work. We can see what He's doing. We see His hand everywhere. It's when our dreams are fulfilled. All of those things that we dreamed about back in the spring, we had a chance over the summer to work for them. And in the spring, in the fall, our harvest comes in. What really got the attention and the time that it needed to flourish and grow, and look at the results that have come from it. This is the time when we also begin to see some things end and kind of begin to die off. We yield a harvest, we reap the fruit from it, and then things begin to slow down. fall is a fun time because it's in the natural world, fall is a time of harvest and plenty. But it is also a time of death. The leaves begin to fall from the trees, and the days get colder, and it gets dark earlier in the day. It is the time when things begin to slow down and even shut down. During this time, our time with God is very productive and fruitful. This is the time when we open God's word and just immediately there's fruit there. We read a verse and we see something that God is asking us to do, and we go out and do it that day, and God answers our prayers and works it out in marvelous ways. I would love to live in harvest. This is the time where I feel like my spiritual life, my time spent with God, is the most exciting and the most real in those moments. Of course, we can't live in any one season all of our lives. Things change, but fall to me is spiritual fall and real fall are just a great time of life. But our caution in the harvest time is that we can't hold on to everything. Enjoy the harvest while it's there and enjoy what you have, but realize that a harvest is an ending. It is an end of something. Something that was birthed in spring and worked for all summer long comes to fruition in the harvest, and then it's done. It's over. It is no more. So don't hold on to things. Be willing to let things go. Some things will die out and not come back again. Some things were there for that time and then are gone. Other things have to hibernate a bit, to rest, to slow down, to hide away, and they'll come back later. But don't hold on to them. Our caution in the fall is to learn to let things go. And our prayer would be to thank our Father in heaven for the harvest. Ask him to help us rejoice in the abundance and trust him to know what is now over and gone. And lastly, we come to the season of winter. Winter is rest. This is the time of year when we get a little more tired, a little more sluggish. The gray days, the cold outside, makes us want to bundle up, snuggle in, burrow up under our covers or a cozy blanket with some hot chocolate. In our spiritual life, we have times like this too. Times when we are weary. Times when the work and the harvest has done us in, and we need a slow pace. We need to step back from the busyness and the doing and the reaping and the planning and the work. And we need to step back and we need to be still before God. That's what our time with God is like in the winter. It's difficult sometimes. Sometimes God feels distant and quiet. We don't hear from him the same way we did in the other seasons. There's a different pace to the winter, the time of rest. It's important to realize that even though this season may be our least fun season, it is also incredibly important, because no one can dream and work and harvest without rest. Our bodies, our minds, our spirits and souls, they were created for times of rest. We are beings. We are not doings. There are things that we're called to do, and God does have hard work for us, important work for his kingdom. But he knows that there's only so much our spirits and our bodies can take before they need refreshing and renewal that comes from rest. And so during these times, God slows us down, and he quiets himself as well. And as we're quieted and he's quieted, this is a chance for some renewal to happen. The caution here is that we cannot be passive. Rest is actually a very active thing to do. It doesn't sound like it is, but it is. I want you to think for a second when you go on vacation. Let's say you're going to go to the beach and you want to have this great relaxing time at the beach. Well, it's a lot of work to get all that together. You have to do a lot of work ahead of time. And then even when you're there, you know, it's not to be able to rest requires some level of work. You have to work ahead or whatever it takes. Rest is also something that we deliberately choose to do, and making choices is work. when we choose to rest, we do not have to choose to be passive. I'll give you a fun little example. I have some friends who are over the years in various stages of my life have been gardeners. They've just really been into planting flower gardens or having this beautiful area in their home, outside in their home. Like maybe they have a big front window and they've covered it with green things and plants. And I have several people that over the years I've known that take this to a whole different level than the average person who might have a few flowers in their front flower bed. And over the years I've talked with them and I've learned something, and is they're pretty busy in the winter, even though they're not out in their gardens. They're mapping out what their garden might look like next year. They're reading up on different plants and what might grow well in their garden with the soil they have and the other plants they have there. They're learning. They're studying things. They're thinking about it. They're poring over seed catalogs, and they're making orders for what might happen next. I believe that winter can be the place where the first seeds of dreaming begin. Because I think each season bleeds into the next. As we go through winter and as we're resting, we begin to start to think about what life might be like if we were busier again. And we begin to kind of look at where that might be. And eventually our dreaming begins to take over and suddenly we're in spring again. So don't be passive in the winter. You can rest, yes. But know that God is still working even when he's inactive. And that leads us to some things to remember, regardless of which season you're in. Spiritually, maybe you're in a season right now where God is just doing amazing things and fruit is coming. And maybe you're really struggling right now. Maybe the work is just hard, or you're in a season where you kind of came out of rest and you're dreaming about where to go next, but God hasn't really opened enough doors for you to start working yet. So you're kind of in that waiting and dreaming phase. I wanted to just remind you of four things I think are incredibly important to remember, whatever season that you're in. The first one is to remember that God does not change. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I do not change. And I find it comforting to realize that when everything's changing around me, God is not changing. And I find it comforting to know that when I'm stuck somewhere and nothing seems to be happening and I don't like the season I'm in, I know that the God who was gracious and merciful and present and active in my life in a season I liked better is still the same God in this season. God is still faithful. God is still trustworthy. God is still gracious. He's still good in those seasons. Whether I struggle in them or not, he is the same God. He does not change. The second thing it's important to remember is the beautiful passage in Lamentations 3:23, where it says that God will give us new mercies every morning. Every morning when you wake up, what you need for the day is there. So if you are in a struggling season and it's hard, remember that there are fresh mercies available to you today. It doesn't matter if you blew it yesterday. It doesn't matter if you gave up yesterday because the season is hard. It doesn't matter if you just cried out and said, I am so weary, I can't go on. It doesn't matter if you became angry because the harvest wasn't what you wanted or because the dream that you planned on didn't quite work out the way you planned. Know that tomorrow morning, there are fresh mercies for a new day. Every moment, God is giving us his mercy and his grace. Also remember that God delights in answering our prayers. John chapter 15 talks about remaining connected to the vine, being tied into the source of our life, which is Christ in God. And in John 15:7, it says to remain in him. And if we do this, we can ask for what we will, and God will answer our prayers. Now, that's not a blanket request to ask for anything. I mean, I have rather selfishly prayed that God would give me some money from time to time, and I've never received a large check from heaven, although God has always met my needs. Know that this isn't a blanket statement. We can get anything we want. There's always a condition. The condition is remaining in him, being connected to God. And as we are, we ask for what we need, and he will give us. He delights in answering our prayers. He's a good father. He wants to give us the things that we need. We might not always know what we need, but he always knows what we need. And we need to talk to him about those needs and bring them before him and let him provide for us in whatever season we're in. If we're in spring and we need that clarity to know what to move forward in, pray about it. He will give it to you. If you're in a time of summer where the work is long and hard, know that if you pray and ask God for perseverance and for wisdom and to see a little hint of a result so you can keep on moving, he will answer those prayers. If you're in a time of harvest and you're thanking him for everything that he has done for you, but you're looking with sadness at the things you're losing, pray to him for wisdom and comfort, and he will meet you there in that moment. And if things are dead in your life, if you're tired and you're sluggish and God is quiet, remember that even if you don't hear him or see him, he is present. And he wants you to cry out to him. The last thing I want you to remember is that regardless of what season you're in, another season is coming. Don't get too comfortable. Ecclesiastes 3 tells us there's a time for everything. And everything is going to change. This is one of the biggest pieces of advice my mother gives me in my adult years. You know, when I was younger, she had a lot of advice for me, but she doesn't give me as much now. One thing she does constantly remind us is that we forget. We forget how quickly life changes. We think that whatever state we're in right now, whatever season of life, whatever circumstances we're in, we think they're going to be here forever. And that just isn't the case. Life changes. Life constantly changes. I have a little saying I say a lot at church when I have to approach change with people is, you know, we change or we die. You change or you die. And that's how life is. That's how spiritual life is. That is how the natural world is. You change and you adapt or you get left behind and you die. And so know that God is continually bringing about some form of change. The season that you're in is moving toward another season. As I said earlier, these seasons bleed into each other. You know, spring is going to eventually become summer, that will eventually become fall and eventually become winter. And you're going to find yourself back out at spring again before you know it. Expect that wherever you are now is here for the moment and gone later. A new season will come around. So if you're in a season that you don't like, take courage and heart in that. Know that I can get through this right now because it won't be this way forever. And God is active and present. And eventually he'll bring me to a season that's better. And if you're in a season that you love, don't hold on to it too tightly. Know that trouble, know that hard work, know that times of weariness, notice that quiet times, they're all going to come back around again. So don't cling to what you know is you're going to lose your grasp on, and be prepared for that next season when it comes. So to wrap it up, here's a few questions you could ask yourself. What can I learn from the season I'm in now? This season that God has me in now, what can I learn from it? What am I taking with me as this season were to close and to wrap up? What can I learn from this season of my life? Another good question to ask is, how can I serve in this season? You know, I do believe that God has called us to serve. That is something that we have in our spiritual DNA. We are saved to serve. I believe that greatly. But that service is going to look very different depending on the season of life that you're in. And it's going to look very different depending on a lot of external factors as well. So ask yourself, in this season that I'm in right now, how can I best serve God? And realize that the something that was working for you when you were serving God faithfully in the spring may not work so well in harvest. And that's okay. Your service can change. But it should never go away completely. There's always something that you can be doing to serve God. And then my last question I think is a good one to ask is, where's God showing his faithfulness in this season? God is the same God, but his work in your life changes as you change. the more you grow, the more receptive you are to what he's doing in your life, the more things in your life are moving forward or slowing down, God will show his faithfulness in fresh ways along the way. And I think one of the best things we can do as we go through these seasons of life is to be actively asking ourselves, where is God? What's he doing? How is he being faithful? You know, some seasons that's really easy to see. In the spring, you know, when God is giving you all these fresh ideas and there's a closeness to him, you can visibly see God. And God shows up in the harvest when everything comes to fruition, when the growth is visible, God is wide open there. But God's sometimes a little harder to see in the summer, when the work is long, in the winter, when you're wearied from the harvest. But that doesn't mean that God isn't showing his faithfulness. He just shows it differently. I think that while God shows himself clearly through events and circumstances in the spring and the fall, I think God shows himself more clearly in the summer and the winter through other people, not circumstances. When people join you in the battle, when people stand with you in your struggles, when people take things over for you so you can rest, when those people who are in your life comfort you, when they hold you up to the Lord in prayer during those winter times when God seems distant, I think that God will show his faithfulness to you a little differently in each season, but his faithfulness never goes away and is always there. So a great question to ask yourself is, where is God showing his faithfulness this season? I would encourage you to pick up the show notes for today's podcast. In the show notes, we'll have my notes for each season. I'll have these questions and the points to remember. I'll also have those prayers written out as well, so that you can kind of maybe incorporate those into your prayer life, regardless of the season that you're in. There's a prayer there for you. Know that I pray for you, that I am encouraged by your listening to this podcast and by interacting with you. I pray that whatever season you're in today, that you know beyond a doubt that God loves you, that he cares about your life, that he's invested in you, and that everything he has planned for you will come true. He will bring everything he started to completion in you. So be encouraged in that today. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can visit my website, BibleGirlPodcast.com, to download show notes and the monthly scripture writing lists. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and find links to my social media. You can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and Goodreads as Jessie L. Robinson. Come back soon for another episode of Bible Girl.